for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Again, this is Dave Fonin along with Ken Simon. And let me see if that helps a little bit on our
there you go.
Sound on our
yep.
That might do a little bit of something for us. So, again, we've had a busy couple of weeks as far as wrapping up seasons. Last week we wrapped up boys and girls soccer. And I will mention that Estill County lost to South Laurel.
Correct.
2-0 in their game in at state play. And that was on Monday night. And it was here on WSKV and on the NFHS app, I believe.
From Estill.
Estill County Sports had that broadcast while we had the volleyball start up over here. So now we'll kind of give you the volleyball tournament set up and give you the week wrap up.
Yeah, and what's interesting about the volleyball, it's been a while since obviously Powell has hosted. Seems like it's been like more years than it probably has been, and maybe because of COVID kind of, yeah. You know, throw that in there. Time is definitely off, but I was glad, you know, that the Lady Pirates were actually hosting, going to be able to play at home. They did a really nice job Monday night playing against Owsley County, who they'd lost to twice
yep.
during the regular season, 3-1 and 3-2. Very close sets, could have gone either way. I think in that particular match, Owsley County maybe came in a little bit more confident than they maybe should have. But at the same time, the way that the Lady Pirates had been playing a couple of matches prior to that, things have just clicked for the Lady Pirates. And I think once they kind of started in that first set, I think it caught Owsley County off guard. And really, the Lady Pirates took the Lady Owls out of their own game. Yeah. And I think that kind of happened even last night, took the opponent out of their own game because they were playing at such a higher level than they had been, the Lady Pirates. Serving, defense, blocking, digs, you name it, and things just kind of went their way, and I think that affected the psyche of the other teams.
Well, I listened to some of the broadcast last night, and, you know, I heard some of what you guys were talking about, and, you know, on the Estill County side, they're talking about they needed more energy. Well, I think Powell County had the most energy last night, and but I think that goes back to Owsley County game. Midway through the first set, you could see Owsley County had just kind of, I don't know, their faces had just kind of, they wilted. They weren't I don't think that they thought it expected what Powell County had to offer as far as gameplay. When we go back a week to last senior night and the add-on game with Jackson City, we saw a big change in the way the Lady Pirates were playing. And we talk about peaking at the right time. Well, I'm not sure we peaked at the right time, but the week before, we didn't look that good.
Correct.
We both talked about we're going to be fortunate to get out of this district. But after the games the prior week, you and I both said if they play like this in district tournament week, they could win the whole thing. So the team we saw mid-year, first year, was not the same team we saw the last week of the season and tournament week. The game against Owsley, we've had two close sets with Owsley. It was probably closer than you know, when you lose 3-0 in a match, you think, okay, you got blown out. Well,
after having lost to them 3-2, so yes. It went five sets.
Yes, the first time.
Correct,
that
yes.
was at Owsley. The second time they lost 3-0 here, but they lost 3-0 in two of those games where I think were close. One of them wasn't as close as the others. But when Powell County came out to me and had zero service errors, no net calls, that's at least 10, 12, 14 points that they gained from the last time we played Owsley to the first round game was we had that few of turnovers that you didn't have the first time around. So guess what? You flip that script a little bit, and you wind up on the winning side versus the losing side. So if you 5 points each game flipped, Pat County wins a couple of those sets the first time around.
Agreed. And even going back to, you know, Monday night's match against Owsley County for the Lady Pirates in set number one, they won 25-15. 14 of those 25 points were on serve.
Yeah.
Prior to that, they're lucky to have gotten five or six. Yeah, exactly. So therefore, they turned that around. Set number two, they won 25-10. 18 of the 25 points were on service. And then in the last set where they ended up winning 25-10, I was getting ready to add that up. Let's see, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 service points. That's been the difference. And as you mentioned, we talked about that. If they could get their serve down, which is a strength that they've had in the past, not so much prior to the closing weeks here, the closing matches, they've stepped that up. And I think when you're scoring, obviously it goes back to the server, but you have to play the defense, you know what I'm saying, in order to get the points. That has completely stepped up in order for those points to continue to mount. I mean, when you have players that are going 5 and 6 points on serve in a row, even the third match, let's see, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Gracie Pelfrey in that second set. When you go back to prior to set number one on that one, she had 6 consecutive points on serve. And then when you look at Lawson, she ended up having 6. So those strengths.
And Baker had, what, 10 the second set or the third
set? Let me see. Baker ended up having, where am I at here? She had 3, 5, 7. Yeah, 7 in that one. But in general, the fact that their serve has come to life.
Yeah, and I'm clear something up. Now, these aren't all service winners races.
Correct.
These are points that we win
based on
through the volley.
Yes.
Based on us serving on the offense.
Correct, yes.
So we haven't had a ton of the aces, but we have been so consistent and served it well enough to where they're not getting the best of passes to the front to get the big hitters up there to do their job. Powell County's defense is so much better after the returns. Our defense is playing solid. They're not giving as many free balls up, I don't think. And they're letting the other teams, this is kind of goes back a little bit to what we see with Ken Jones' teams, let them screw up on serve. We don't. And that was a difference maker always for Coach Jones' coach teams. If you serve the ball clean and play solid defense, which we have, and the way we are hitting the ball now, and, you know, some teams, you look at Estill County, they got one really big hitter. Owsley County had one really big hitter. Now, they had other hitters. They have a couple, both had a couple. But Powell County can run 5 at you. Five different hitters. And all those kids, both those kids rotate back out.
Maybe even 6. You could even go as far as 6.
You could go 6, but right now I want to say 5 legitimate threats to hit kill shots. And that's all set up based on we use the one setter principle with Emily Lawson, who does a fantastic job. Now, I'll also say Kylie Baker, I thought, did a great job of receive passing the other night against Owsley County. And she actually made a couple sets to the front row when Emily couldn't rotate up. She was setting really well from the back row. So I thought the combination of Baker on the back row passing, Lawson's passing on the front row for kills. I'm telling you, the Pirates are making some really nice plays on offense and are more offensive than we have been in the past versus playing neutral and let you mess up. This is the difference, I think, between now and 6 or 7 years ago. This team is trying to be really offensive with the kill shots.
Agreed. And when you go back to the regular season against Owsley, so you lose 3-2 in very close match sets and matches, and then we lose to them 3-0, but to come back and beat them 3-0 as handily as we did, again, 25-15, 25-10, 25-10, that's making a statement, right? Yeah, you're making a statement at that
those
point.
Those are volleyball blowouts.
Yeah, yes, you're exactly right. And then let's, you know, move forward to last night's match between Estill County. Estill, the one seed, Powell the 3 seed. At that point, you're thinking they split during the regular season, expecting it probably to go 5 sets, just the way that both teams have been playing. Not so much the case. The Lady Pirates basically even dominated set number 1, 25-16. It really wasn't until the end where they ended up rattling off 3 points to get it to 16. Prior to that, the Lady Pirates had really kind of put them behind. Pelfrey again on serve. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 service points for her. 15 total out of the 25. So again, greater than 50% of your serves, you're scoring points. Again, outstanding. So they end up winning 25-16, set number 1. Set number 2, 12 service points, 8 by Emily Lawson. The others, not as consistent, but did just enough. They were limited to 14 service points. Ours was 12. Estill County wins set number 2, 27-25.
Difference maker.
Again, we didn't necessarily have some other contributors. I'm not blaming any single individuals as much as when you're on serve, those particular players didn't produce like they had.
But their hitter
prior.
Went on a big run, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
I was watching on Facebook Live, and she absolutely got hot. And you can forget about it. Every shot she hit was going to be a kill shot and going to be down. Whether you're trying to block it or you're not, I mean, she was in a groove in that second set.
Well, they closed out 12-5 on us in that. We were up 20-15. They win 27-25. They close out, and we had our chances. Again, unfortunately, it didn't go that way.
And watching from home, after watching the second set, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be the set that's going to flip the script. Now we're going to go back, maybe, could we go back and revert to our old ways? I was glad to see us come out to a quick start in set 3.
You're exactly right, and that is what happened. I will say this, too. Every team that served sets 1 through 3 won. So whoever served first ended up winning. So the Lady Pirates ended up serving set number 3. 16 service points out of the 25. They went 25-18, only 8 service points for Estill County. So, again, the defense was there to shut them down to get the ball back in return to be on offense. Again, of those great contributors, Josie McClure, Pelfrey again, Neal, Flincham, Jones, Howard, they all came in and did a fantastic job. So the Lady Pirates win 25-18, 16 service points to 8 service points in that particular one. So again, you're winning that particular battle. You go to set number 4, and at that point, realizing set number 3 was so huge at 1 apiece, right? Now at this point, which way is that pendulum going to swing? Lady Pirates win set number 3 to go up 2 sets to 1. Now thinking, what's going to happen here in set number 4? The Lady Pirates going to let them back in?
We've seen those games.
We have seen those games. And at that point, they came out kind of a little back-and-forth battle initially. And then all of a sudden, the Lady Pirates get on a big run to close it out behind Emily Lawson. They scored point number 17 all the way to 24 with her on serve. So they get point number 16 on the turnover, 17-24. And then on the 25th one, actually, I didn't mark that down. We actually ended up serving that one, too. So 16-25, Emily Lawson went on a huge run.
Served out,
yes, with the players behind her. Josie McClure had 4 points. Howard and ended up having 3 points on serve. So, again, 25-11 in that fourth and final set. Lady Pirates ended up winning 3 sets to 1.
But, again, because of the blowout serve at the end, turned that fairly close match into a blowout.
Yeah, they only had 5 service points, Estill County.
So
you're not going to win very many matches when you're only scoring 5 points on
that's
serve.
That's what we've talked about on the air. We've talked about with Jasmine, with some of the players. We've talked about it. If this team serves consistently, does it? And again, we were making several service errors per game, and all of our losses we were making. I don't know. I'm going to say double-digit service errors in a 3-set match. We were making those at least double digits. And that's giveaway points. And any match that's close, a 2- or 3-point match, that's just killer. And we had a run there where we had 5 or 6 net violations. And again, that add that up at the end and think about this is, okay, 18, 19 points we gave away? if you can get those back somehow, you flip the script on somebody. And I think that's what I've seen has been a little bit of the difference. So I want to kind of applaud Jasmine also from what I found out yesterday as well, from one of the players that she changed the lineup. And it looks like you're starting different people. And really, and I guess you are, because the rotation is different. Because she's trying.
That's what's throwing me off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 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 That's what's throwing me off. At times I'm like, well, wait a minute now. They're coming in for different people than they were normally coming in for. And I couldn't wrap my head around it.
Listen, she has got at least three players rotating in and playing strictly either back row or front row. So it is a steady rotation. And even with, as well as McClure plays, as well as Flincham had played, and Neil, those kids all come out.
Yeah.
When they're on the back row, they all come out. But now when they get to that front row, you expect those kids out there. But, man, I tell you what, they're dangerous when they get going. You know, Pelfrey, and I think
Neil.
No.
Watkins, no, where are
senior,
you at?
The senior. Setter.
Baker. Lawson.
Lawson. Oh, sorry, Emily. When those two pretty much stay on the floor the most of the entire match. Now, every now and then Pelfrey will come out, but most of the time, and Emily for sure stays out there the entire match. She receives well, sets well, serves well, does it all, reads the floor well. And Kylie Baker has been playing well in that libero, and her, Flincham, and McClure, I think, kind of have a three-way rotation with those guys. But man, the way that the rotation's now been set, the lineup, because to get the twins up front on the
Pelfrey and Neil, it's kind of what we're calling them
on the block side. So, you know, they're a formidable foe for folks. And, you know, when you rotate other folks in, then you have a strength throughout the game. So I think it was a good change late in the season, you know, but we got there, you know, I'm not sure that the change made a difference, but something's clicked with this bunch, and they're having, you know, I know I talked to Justin McClure a little bit yesterday, and we're having more fun. We're together more. We don't want to lose. And I'm thinking, you should never want to lose, but I think they were really more into this. And one thing that you guys put down on the broadcast last night, I didn't realize that they had won six. That was their sixth straight district win in volleyball. I thought we lost a couple in the last few years, and I didn't realize we were now. Six back-to-back, that's tough.
Especially the way that this season had gone.
Even only eight wins regular season, right?
Yeah, and at that point thinking, oh, okay, I'm not so sure. Like we said, especially realizing you're facing off against Owsley again.
Yep.
You've lost 3-2, 3-0, thinking, or, you know, I don't know, it's going to be tough. Not only to get by that first round, but now more than likely facing Estill. You split thinking, oh, it's going to be tough. They put it all together. I will say this, too, about Neil and Pelfrey. I feel like with them, especially on that far side where they're going up against the other player that, you know, their striker, you know, that does the kill shots in that regard, I feel like having both of them over there with that height, and I feel like that, and I'm going to use this word, you know, I'm going to say that, well, instead of cheating, but sliding a little bit to the left towards the middle, they're cutting off that angle just enough, and whether you put Flincham or McClure on the opposite side to cover a lot of ground, I think that they're causing their kill shots. You know what I'm saying? They're affecting that. Not only are they getting the blocks, but then if they get it by, then you have somebody like Josie McClure who's coming in making great plays on that kill shot to keep the ball alive, and then the Lady Pirates are able to score. So that front line, I think, has affected that change. And then you go to the back line, whether it's Baker, Lawson, Howard, Jones, they're doing a great job, too. Some of those plays last night, Branham, some of those shots last night were absolutely incredible as far as just to make a play to keep the ball alive. I mean, it just stretching out, digs, again, just complete matches. They're putting it all out on the floor and finding success.
And, you know, when those kids go out, watch them go. They know it's okay. We got somebody that's going in this back row. They're better at this than me, but I'm better at this than they are. So it's okay to rotate. They bought into the rotations.
Right.
You know, before we have six kids, they didn't come out much. They found their own niches, whatever that may be, that they're really good at. Jasmine's found a way to rotate these kids in at effectively. And I tell you what, I worry about it sometimes because coming off the bench cold and getting back out there to serve or whatever you're doing is tough when you're not in the flow of the game. But, man, it's been clicking this week. Now, whether it continues Saturday, we'll find out. But at least we're playing Saturday. And you got the region gold on your mantle, too. So
I will say this, too. Even going back last night, Shayla Carroll and I talking, you know, during the match or whatever, I said, I'm not quite sure, honestly, what changed down the stretch here for the Lady Pirates. And all of a sudden she makes a reference, and I'm totally going to be in agreement with this. She said, the spirit of Ken Jones would not let them lose, right? And maybe somewhere within that gymnasium, Ken Jones' presence is there with that volleyball team, and he has somehow managed to get a hold of them and inspire them again, because on one hand, this team is very reflective of his teams that he would normally have year in and year out. Somehow they found his spirit and playing hard.
You know that little brace that Zaylee was asking about the other night at the game? She said, what's that for? Maybe that's just where Ken's little perch is, watching over the game,
right?
Looking down on
him,
saying, okay, guys, let's get it done.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, you want to think that, and I got to think about this too, really, Ken only got to coach the seniors of this group, I think. He knew the rest of them, but he really only coached the seniors. So this is almost all Jasmine now on her team. And, you know, that's always a transition that you're waiting to see what happens with these groups. And Jazz has always told us how good some of these younger kids were. This was a couple years ago. How good these eighth graders are. How good these freshmen are. Now these kids are sophomores. And we still got some really good freshmen and, what I understand is from really good eighth graders that just maybe aren't just a tick off. And I'm telling you, the volleyball future looks bright. And it's good to see on a year where we lost Ken that they get a district title here.
Yeah.
It's good to see some joy back in the gymnasium after the visitation funeral there. It's good to see the joy back in the gym on a winning side.
Agreed, and it's very exciting. You know, obviously, you know, you get the big win last night. Now we'll move forward going into Saturday. Saturday, the Lady Pirates playing in the regional tournament. It will be at Knott County Central is where that will be. And what's interesting as far as the draw of that, Wolf and Estill County play at 11 o'clock. Wolf County, the winners. Estill, obviously, the losers there in the bracket. Knott County Central, the home team, home court, they'll face off against Hazard at 1 o'clock. And then Powell County will play Letcher County Central at 3 o'clock. And then Perry County Central and Breathitt County will have the 6 o'clock start time. So, interesting pairing for the Lady Pirates as far as going up against Letcher Central.
You know, you look at draws, or I look at draws this way. What's my bracket look like first? It's not necessarily who y'all play the first round. It's what's the bracket look like? Well, if you look at the RPIs and you look at where the region is ranked, you got Knott County, Wolf County right on top, right? They're in the same bracket. The upper bracket is, I'm going to quote this, and by the RPI, the top bracket's the toughest bracket, right? If it plays out, you know, you're going to have a very competitive game getting the championship. Then you got the bottom bracket where you've had Knott County who beat Powell County 2-0. Breathitt beat Powell County this year. Those are the two that you would favor in the bottom bracket going into the game. But if we play the way that we played in the last 2 weeks against anybody in the region, we can be competitive. It's just now transferring it from the Powell County gym, take this game to Knott County and see if we can. To me, the same game, different floor. If we have the same kind of spirit, the same kind of belief in ourselves, and play the same game, we can sneak up on the Letcher Central, who's not looking for us to win at all.
Correct.
They're going to come very. We are the trap game, because I guarantee you, if you're a Letcher County loser of their district, You were hoping you drew Powell. That was your best draw. Now let's go make this something to where, okay, this is not a very good draw for you. We're going to make it
true. Well, what's interesting in the region is that, so Knott County Central, then Wolf County, Perry County Central, Hazard, Breathitt, Letcher County Central. Then you drop a little bit before you get to Estill, and then you drop a few more before you get to Powell. So we're the lowest rated team coming in, and then Letcher's about mid-pack. They're 16-16, but 11-2 in regional play. So again, a lot of tough competition. Knott County Central, in some respects, it's theirs to lose, 15-0 in the region. Wolf County sitting at 11-1, so it'll be interesting to see kind of how those kind of play out.
And people will call that the regional championship game. If those two meet up in the semifinals, people will say this, and I promise you it's going to be said, the winner of that game is going to win the region. Well, there's four teams on the bottom. They're going to play for it too. So, and we're on the bottom bracket. And to me, we couldn't have asked for a better bracket. And probably, arguably, the best draw we could have got.
Well, obviously, you and I talked before we went on the air. In order to be the best,
you got
to
beat the best.
You have to beat the best. Yes, and with that being said, so earlier at the Knott County Sportsplex, all the way back on August the 19th, of all things, seems like so long ago, the Lady Pirates lost to Letcher County Central 2-0, 25-19, 25-12. Also, that particular day, they lost to Knott County Central 25-23, 25-14. Now, that goes back August the 19th. Right, we're not the same team that we were, and if we played them that, and I'm not even saying that they're not the same team going forward as far as Letcher and Knott, we definitely know we're not the same team. We're definitely playing much better, and if we were that close with them then, how much closer and or better could we potentially be going into that?
I just think if this team plays the way they've been playing the last 2 weeks, especially this, and this week was better than last week.
Yeah, agreed,
so
yes.
If we play the same type of game at Knott County Central, I don't care who the opponent is, it's going to be a better contest than people think. So that being said, girls, keep your heads up. Believe in yourself. Keep the same game going. You can walk out of there and maybe. I think if you win round one, you got the confidence going into round two because, you got another trap game, I call it, because the winner of that game is going to look over at Powell County 2 looking for the finals.
Correct. So, yes, they're going to be dismissive, thinking that you're the lowest rated team in there. We've got this.
Yep.
And I almost feel that that was similar to the way Owsley came in. Again, I'm making an assumption here, thinking we've already beat you twice.
No, we've
got this. And again, instead, they faced off against a different team, and Powell's confidence had been building at that point, saying we have something to prove. Same thing against Estill.
Yep.
They've got a chip on their shoulders, it seems, just a little bit, and at this point they have something to prove to themselves.
This team is night and day different than even 3 weeks ago.
Correct.
Whatever flipped, we'll let it flip, because the way they're playing right now, the last four games and the last two, it's just kind of progressively got better. This team can compete in the region. Now, that being said, They might, if they get blown out again, so be it. They had a great run here at the district. They got the district championship. But I've talked to Jasmine enough to know this. We want to not settle for district wins. We want to win the region. If that's your goal, let's get ready to get back to it, and let's go up there and try to get something done. And no better time than the present. If nothing else, do it for Coach. Go with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder if you need to, because I promise you, Ken always has a chip on his shoulder regardless of where he coached. Go win this one for Ken. That would be so cool to the family, I guarantee.
Well, in many respects, the way that Ken operated, he was expecting his team to win.
Yes.
Every match, practically,
yes.
Right? It didn't matter. Like, he was that competitive, and he tried to prepare his teams to win and give them everything that they needed, the information. Now it's a matter of executing. Let's hope that the Lady Pirates, again, can execute like they have been here down the stretch and continue to roll on and win the region go take it from there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's theirs for the taking.
Yeah, I'm excited for this group.
Me too.
This is a great group of girls. It really is, and they're fun to watch. Let's keep it going. Let's make a couple trips to Knott County. That's okay with us.
That's okay. Yeah, we'll roll
make
on.
Them.
Yeah.
But again, I know we've been a long segment. We'll take a couple breaks here. We'll come back and talk about
real quick.
Ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so we will be on the air Saturday, 3 o'clock start time, the Pike County Lady Pirates versus Letcher County Central.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Estill County broadcast time after the break here on PCSN Live.
Help you understand
so
the
you,
best
your
options
family,
for you
and our community can
and
all thrive. Because no matter
call,
where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health.
Let
Clark
me show
Regional
you
Medical
what
Center.
Kentucky
from the routine
Whitaker
to
Bank,
the unforeen,
Kentucky,
count
FDIC,
on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on-site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Welcome back. Sorry about that commercial snafu I did on my buttons. I had a button turned off that normally isn't, and that was my fault. Anyway, the broadcast schedule again for Saturday, and we are speculating. We think the game on Saturday morning will probably be Facebook Live with Estill County. Or I'm speculating. That's what we did for soccer due to Tradio broadcast here at the studio. That being said, if I'm wrong, you probably listen to both radio and Facebook Live. But definitely it'll be Facebook Live on the Estill County Sports Network page. The second game will be at 3 o'clock, Powell County versus Letcher Central. That game will be Facebook and WSKV-FM radio. So I'm sure of that. It's just the first game with Estill County that... it's the same kind of time concept we had last weekend with soccer. The 11 o'clock game was Facebook only due to Tradio still being on the air at 11. So at least that's what I think, and Ken Stroud will double check with.
Yeah, at this point, that's probably more than likely what it will be. So regardless, keep checking the you know, the WSKV's page. It'll be listed here soon.
And the broadcast schedule will be right there.
Correct, yes.
So we'll change gears now. Again, good luck to the Lady Pirates volleyball going to regional play at Knott County Central. And good luck to the Lady Engineers as well on Saturday morning. You're runners up, but guess what? Once you get there, it doesn't matter. You're just a number, and go see if you pull one out.
Okay, with that being said, Kentucky doesn't play this weekend.
No.
Louisville doesn't play this weekend.
What are we going to do?
Notre Dame doesn't play this weekend, so come to Knott County Central and watch the Lady Pirates.
Louisville, Notre Dame. Yeah. I got to get your take on this real quick. Who are you? You were pulling for Notre Dame, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I will say this. I am a Louisville basketball and football fan, as well as a Kentucky football basketball fan, but my college football team is Notre Dame. With that being said, Louisville has beaten Notre Dame the last three times that they played since the ACC kind of football alignment or whatever else. I was impressed. I hated the fact that Louisville lost to Pittsburgh this past weekend and shouldn't have, but, you know, when you turn the ball over,
undefeated,
whatever else.
They were undefeated going to Pitt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, undefeated going into that. I hated that for Louisville, just like I hated the two losses to Kentucky, the embarrassing loss to Georgia, and then you turn around and lose to Missouri, which I knew was going to be a tough game because they can't stand us. Missouri hates Kentucky in that regard. That was an unfortunate loss as well, so kind of a little spot on both of them.
But the Georgia for Kentucky loss, you kind of had to think that was likely to happen. Missouri, we just didn't play well.
Yeah, and the Notre Dame-Louisville game, you know, great job for Louisville. You know, Coach Brohm, he's an outstanding coach, whether he's at Western Kentucky, Purdue. I followed him since he was, you know, playing at Trinity High School, to be honest with you. With that being said, he's doing a great job there. They've got some time off. Their next game up, I believe, is against Duke, who's actually ranked at this point as well as Louisville. So that's going to be an interesting ACC matchup for them. But they still have a chance.
But you didn't answer my question. Who are you pulling for, Notre Dame or Duke? Notre Dame or Louisville?
Well, if Notre Dame was playing Kentucky, Notre Dame was playing Louisville, I'm still pulling for Notre Dame. Sorry.
Nothing. I saw that matchup. Yeah, I'm thinking,
nothing against
either
one. Who is Ken
pulling
for?
That's a tough one for you. I mean, it really is.
Agreed. Yeah, it is. But, I'm a Notre Dame college football fan. Yeah. That is my team. So, you know, again, I pull for the other ones. But if we're going to play against them, if Kentucky played Notre Dame, I'm pulling for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I knew. I just had to ask that question since I saw that game and thought Ken's right now almost in tears.
I was at a horror show, of all things, so yeah. I didn't even have a chance to even watch it or anything.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I knew he was at the horror show, too.
Yeah, that was tough.
I thought to myself, I said, okay, Ken's going to be okay. He was at the horse show because his team lost to his other team, and he's not going to be terribly unhappy, but
just the performance.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, just the performance.
But
you know,
those two teams are fighting for us to stay undefeated, I think, right? Louisville and Notre Dame?
As far as within
the BCS, as far as the...
Oh, there's...
Notre Dame hadn't lost, have they?
No, Notre Dame's lost twice. Yeah, okay. They lost to Ohio State and to Louisville.
Well, that's two pretty good teams to lose to.
Yeah, agreed, yes.
But again, two losses are going to, like Kentucky, two losses are going to really knock you way down the totem pole.
But then Notre Dame comes back and throttles USC, who was ranked number 10.
Well, it's like this, though. With Notre Dame and Kentucky, our two college teams, they're going to have to do really well the rest of the season to be able to get a quality bowl. I'm not saying we can't get a good bowl game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about one of the big six or seven bowls. You might have to win out to get there. Kentucky, I would guess, would still be in the mix in the East, but they got to pretty much win out that Eastern schedule.
Yeah, Tennessee on the schedule, South Carolina on the schedule, Alabama on the schedule. I mean, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
But on one hand, I would like to think that Kentucky, when it comes to football, you know, the last couple of years, it seems, you know, we're that 5-0 or whatever else, but then all of a sudden we hit those teams and we just can't get over the hump, and we shoot ourselves in the foot, and that's the thing that's unfortunate.
Kentucky is much better than it used to be.
Yes.
But that being said, we're still I think we have progressed into a lower tier SEC team, into a bottom of the upper tier.
Agreed.
And maybe the top of the middle. And either way you want to look at it, it'll be about the same. But we're still mid-tier. We're either closer to the top than maybe we are at the bottom. But that's where we've got to. Now, the next step is get from that mid-tier to the top tier. And to do that, you can't lose. You know, you can lose to Georgia, get away with it. But now losing to them closer, beating Missouri, taking care of business when you need to, and winning out most of the rest of this season, that gets you respect. And, you know, beating Alabama would make up for some of these losses. But you got to win out clean to get there. So
you're right.
And again, that's just Kentucky football the way it is. It's just, it's not, we're still not upper level. We're not there yet.
And we should have beat Missouri to prove that we belong in that upper level. Instead, you're at home, and you don't get it done. That's disheartening.
And you don't get it done where the fans have left the building on you.
Yes. Yeah, again, people can forgive the Georgia. Everybody knows Georgia's, you know, just like Alabama, you know, top of the pack, right? You're not going to necessarily beat them unless all of a sudden you some way, some miracle or something. But in general, you're expected to beat Missouri, should beat Missouri. Yeah. There's no excuses other than you shoot yourself in the foot.
And I mean, I think Missouri was a good team coming in. They were probably ranked, it was probably a coin flip kind of game. But to me, if Kentucky wants to establish that top of the
those are the teams you have to beat.
You kind of got to, or at least be more competitive than they were. Because they weren't even really that competitive in that game. They were for about, what, first quarter?
About this with Kentucky. So not only do you have South Carolina, you have Alabama, you have Tennessee, and you have Louisville in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Though South Carolina is like Missouri. They don't like us any more than we like them. Alabama.
They're down this year, though.
By Alabama standards.
Correct.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Tennessee, you know, again, always tough.
But then, we're back up a little bit.
And then Louisville, with the way that they're playing,
that might wind up being the game toward the end of the season where Kentucky can, I mean, we can lose five or six games if you're not careful. You can't lose. If you win your six, you're going to get a bowl game and go 6-6 again. That's not going to satisfy Kentucky fans, football.
Not at this point anymore. No, exactly.
So you set yourself a higher standard. Now you got to pull out at least 8 wins, be 8-4 going into the standings, and you're going to have to beat some pretty good teams to get to there. So we've kind of caused our own little issue with ourselves. We've got some tough teams coming up, but now we're going to have to beat some of those teams and to get to where we want to go. So just a little football, college football thrown in there for you. Again, we'll take another break here and then come back with Powell County Football here on PCSN Live.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Hearn Funeral Home has been family-owned since 1939 and is currently under the direction of Hondo Hearn. They have proudly served the families of Powell County and other surrounding counties for over 75 years, helping them to celebrate with compassionate care, dignity, and respect at an affordable price. Contact Hearn Funeral Home for all your pre-planning needs at 606-663-4375.
You want to save money and Appalachian Wireless gets that. Right now, you can get up to $650 off select devices, including the latest and the greatest on the Advantage Unlimited plan with a trade-in. Did y'all hear me? Up to $650 off select devices, including the latest and greatest with a trade-in. I'm not a math whiz, but this deal, it's amazing. And you'll be on the region's premier network. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless. See AppalachianWireless.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back. Now, I'm not going to throw Ken off anymore.
Well, let's talk some football.
Let's talk football. Let's talk Poco football, which is Powell County football. We lost last week in a kind of a blowout fashion to Lawrence County. They got the running clock late. The team they're playing this week, Belfry, beat Lawrence
14-6.
Yeah, it was close. But the fact is, after looking at the numbers, I looked at the numbers for Belfry today, the running game is about 4 or 5 deep. Their passing game is not as deep. They're only throwing for 106 yards a game, but they're rushing for like 200 yards per contest or more.
Actually, for Belfry, our numbers have gone down. We were about 296. Now we're about 275, and they're 304 roughly.
Offense,
running strictly rushing the ball. Yeah, they're at 303.6. We're at 275.2. So neither team passes a whole lot.
Was it last year that we were one of the top rushing teams in the state of Kentucky?
Yeah,
above Belfry was one of those. We're just not clicking on all the cylinders right now. The last 2 weeks we've kind of been exposed offensively. We just haven't got done up front. Haven't got those holes opened up. To me, the backs haven't ran the ball as well. Kind of running straight up, if you will, more than just attacking. We're not we're not attacking them. We're letting them get big targets. You know, we're not getting low. I don't think we're getting low enough to get those feet driving. That's just my look, and I know people are focusing on how to stop us, and it's been done differently. You know, you had Estill County really throttle us defensively, and they kind of knew our offense and know how it works. Mike was over there for years, so those guys kind of had a good plan for us defensively. But then last week, Lawrence County came in here and I just think their line was just kind of manhandling our line. They could do whatever they wanted to do with us.
Yeah, they definitely dominated the line of scrimmage. We had several plays for a loss. I also felt like, you know, prior to this past week against Lawrence, I didn't feel like we necessarily gave the ball to Jacob Green very much this past week. Probably gave it to him too much. But with that being said, we needed a bull to bust through those lines because we're not making enough room, whether it was Spangler, Lopez,
whatever,
you know,
was
to kind of
quick,
get through.
If it was a quick hitter, it worked better. But the plays that took a little bit of time to develop, we just couldn't hold them off for that extra half second.
You know, let's say a jet sweep. We weren't able to get around the edge. They were blocking us all the way down the line, basically, and maybe a loss, maybe back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
so
the speed plays took too long to develop, and the running plays that took longer to develop seemed like they didn't work well. Any kind of a handoff that we were making, we're talking fractions of a second on the handoff. If Aiden was running the football, he could find the gap. If he had to hand it off to a runner, they had a tough time finding the gap. So that little bit of a time that you had just to hand the ball off seemed like the defense threw those lines. So, just credit Lawrence County for just really kind of obliterating our line for nothing else. And then really you don't have a passing game to go to, because if they can't stop the run rush, they're definitely not going to be able to stop a pass rush.
Yeah, and when you look at their rushing yards, 24-29 on the season, Powell County 22-02. So they've rushed about 200 more yards than us. Rushing yards allowed, they're at 1336, we're at 1508. So we're giving up more rushing yards than they're giving up, and they're coming in averaging over 300 per game. We know they're going to run the ball. That's what they do. I'm not saying that they won't throw some passing in there, probably a little bit more than we would. But they're built to run the ball, and that's what their game plan is. Now it's up to us to be able to stop the run, knowing that they probably have – well, I know they have more players than we do. They're probably going to be bigger, bulkier than we are. And that offensive and defensive line, that's where the game's going to be won, in the trenches.
For how many years we talked about Eastern Kentucky football begins in Belfry?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just they are the team, and Eastern Kentucky have been. Breath County's kind of gotten a little bit more of a name for itself the last few years, but when you talk about Eastern Kentucky football, just smash mouth football, Belfry's who it is.
Tough nose, right? Big old boys.
Football.
Yeah, that's exactly that. Just football. That's what, when I think of Belfry, that is what I think about. Yeah. I don't think about baseball.
Nothing
I don't think about
that.
Basketball.
No.
I mean, you strictly, football. They're a football team.
Southeastern Kentucky, we're talking about Southeastern Kentucky, Middlesboro, Harlan. Man, those teams down in that area, and you throw in, you know, Bell County, a lot of those teams are like, they're big old farm boys,
and like
coal country, and you know, used to working. So guess what? These kids are used to playing some football and have been doing so for 100 years. It's not like it's not new to none of those schools.
Right.
This is all, we're still,
they have a serious tradition. Decades long.
We're 40 years in. We don't have really a lot of grandkids playing yet. These kids have got great grandkids and
these kids are like 80 years of football.
Yes. So it's hard to compete against that kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
We'll go to Belfry, and I'd say we'll see a huge Belfry crowd. Probably won't see many from Powell. It's a long drive, especially on a not so strong of a season. That being said, Powell County really has no path.
To the playoffs. No.
I can't see a path for them, because even if they beat Belfry,
we lost to Estill,
we
lost to McGoffin.
So they got the tiebreakers on us. So I just don't see a path forward to the playoffs for us. If there is one, somebody let me know tomorrow. I just don't see that path forward. So, you know, Powell County will have the game tomorrow, or sorry, Friday at Belfry, and it will come home and wrap it up here at with Betsy Lane. And that doesn't get easy either for the Pirates, but we're talking 2 weeks away for them. But again, Belfry, we just got to plan on getting up there. That game will be on at 7 o'clock our time, maybe. It would depend on if we get on in time. It's going to take us a while to get there and get set up. And I'm assuming we are radio and...
Still trying to find out as far as broadcasting on Facebook Live. So potentially we're on Facebook audio as well as the radio. It's just a matter, again, of what we're allowed to do at Belfry, right, whether they're right. going to allow us to video or not video.
That happened to us before this season.
Yeah.
Again, we seem to be.
And that's unfortunate because people lock us out, but we don't lock them out.
I was going to say the same thing. We're not. Yeah, we're more hospitable than other.
Well, we need to stop. If they're not going to let us come in and broadcast, then we're not going to let them.
Well, it's
do
the
it
school. Well, it's not really the schools. It's the radio, TV, whatever has.
I'm still going to blame them
over the schools, and then the schools don't let us in.
Well, then so. We need to talk to our AD and say we're not allowed. We're not going to be play nice anymore. Maybe that's part of the problem. We're too nice.
We are nice.
Well, no, I'm not saying that we're not, but like in those circumstances, I don't want to be nice.
Yeah. Oh wait. Oh,
only because we get dissed.
We do.
It's nothing personal. I get that, but at the same time, like they almost. Feel like it's intentional.
We can't bring our fans the best coverage we can.
Correct. Yeah, and I feel like it's intentional on their part, but yet we're supposed to reciprocate and be like, oh, yeah, you guys come on down. No, I don't play that game anymore.
Turn the other cheek. They're saying be nice.
No, I'm not doing that anymore.
All right.
I will say this, though, real quick, as far as like going up against Belfry. Obviously, they're expected to win. They've already made the playoffs, you know, at this point. It's going to be a tough match, a tough game for the Pirates, but... If they would cut down on their mistakes, and that's really been such a big part. I feel like that even going back to last year's team, it's like those penalties, the turnovers, it's like, you know, right when you have momentum, then a penalty comes in, and it's just like it sets you back, and then you can't overcome that.
And,
like,
and what,
we have to play clean every game, every
both
sides. And at that point, that's, I don't want to say it's the only chance we have, but yet, in order for us, with the way these players are going, both sides of the ball, and listen, I have nothing but praise and high accolades for these student athletes. Again, they're playing both sides. They're going the full amount of time, hardly ever getting a rest or anything else. Nothing but respect for
need
them.
Need more numbers.
Need 100%, and we preached about that for a long time. But with that being said, you're still in there. You need to cut down on those mistakes in order to get over the hump to get those wins. There are several games where they were in it only to have those penalties come back and affect them, and and that turns into a loss, and it's just like they're better than that, and I would like to see them some way somehow put together a solid game, win or lose, respect, right, that all of a sudden you did the best you could, you cut down on your mistakes, you blocked, you know, made the runs, whatever it might be, and come in and see what can happen. Betsy Lane is going to be tough too, real quick.
Yeah.
7-1, Betsy Lane, 2A school coming in. They've got to match this our game this week, but still.
Well, that's the thing. They are 2A, but they've played a decent 2A schedule, and sometimes you'll see 2A teams that are just as good as any of the 3A teams you play. But that being said, we've got a good group of kids coming up from the middle school. That team went undefeated for the regular season. Good young athletes coming. Now, we've also said this before, it's hard to compete as freshmen. Folks, please be patient with those kids. Those kids are going to come up next year, and they're not going to be ready yet. Now, don't rush them into being the all-stars and the great team that they may be. They're going to be pushing it to get there next year. They're going to be pushing to get there in 2 years.
Well, and they were a little bit more pass-oriented.
So, and it's also going to be interesting to see what the coach decides to do.
Correct. Do we stick with what we do, and or do we adjust to the personnel, and maybe once they get sophomores, let's say, you know, depending on the personnel at that point, are we kind of going
to
switch it up based on what we have, and how many of those players
will stay out?
Correct. Yes. We'll continue to come out, and that, unfortunately, is what happens. We have a lot of players, regardless of sport,
we play
middle school, they get to high school,
right?
And then all of a sudden attrition starts to happen, and the numbers dwindle, and you're just like, oh.
How many times have we seen a successful middle school football team transition over and wind up not playing. We've seen it often, more often than not. And again, it's about being patient, because I'm sorry, these freshmen next year are not going to be ready to go up and battle against a Belfry, a Lawrence County, those juniors and seniors that they have. They're not going to be ready to compete against that.
No, physically, I mean, not just ready. The whole game plan, just all of it, right?
They're 2 years in a weight room ahead of getting them ready to play. So
now, with that being said, too, even going back to when Brandon Brewer was the head coach, look at how he started with these young freshman team. By the time they became juniors and seniors, they did take beatings, but we were competitive by the time they became the juniors and seniors, right?
Yeah, and so regardless of what happens, please be patient with that team, because I think they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just going to take some time.
And let's hope they all stick with it and come out and continue to play.
Let's hope so. We'll take another break, come back, talk a little bit about other sports here on the Powell County Sports Network.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton, or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Allen's Hardware is a hidden gem in Clay City and known for their dependable down-home service. Visit Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road and you'll find Valspar Paints, Echo Power Tools, Electrical Supplies, Septic System Accessories, Key Cutting Services, and even U-Haul Rentals. That's Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road in Clay City. To find out more, call 606-663-1122. That's 606-663-1122.
Welcome back to BCSN. There will be a wrap up here. Again, we got Major League Baseball in the playoffs. We are in division playoffs now, so it is the Texas Rangers 2-0 against Houston. They're probably in action as we speak. And then Philadelphia took a 2-0 lead over Arizona. That game will go to Arizona starting tomorrow night, where that should be an interesting contest. Philly's just hot. Texas has got hot here late this season.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Astros are the Astros, and I just think, you know, tonight's going to be interesting pitching performance. They have, I forgot his name, the pitcher that they got from the Mets.
For Houston, they're going with Christian Javier.
With Texas.
And then Max Scherzer.
Scherzer, back from a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
They said he looked really good. Bochy said he looked really good in a sim game last week. He's 39, shoulder injury. Could be Houston's way back in. If he comes out and performs well, it could be lights out for the Astros. So I don't know who I'm really pulling for. I like Texas's team. It's nice to see somebody new get to the playoffs. But anyway.
Well, I don't like Houston, one, because they used to be back in the Central.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, they...
Dusty, though.
Well, the Cardinals caused their own demise by hacking into, you know, Houston's, you know, database when that whole fiasco was going on and all that. So I'm
cheaters, huh? All cheaters.
You know, for me, I obviously thought that the Braves were going to be the team. But you and I talked, when you have time off... Mm-hmm. It's hard to come back. And Philadelphia, again, on a roll, up 2-0 over Arizona.
They've been on a roll for a month.
Yeah.
Over a month.
That's probably who I'm pulling for. I could care less.
You taking the World Series champions coming out of the wild card last year, the Philadelphia Phillies. They know the path. They know how to get there. I knew for Atlanta it was going to be tough when they had some pitchers go down late.
True.
The Dodgers had some pitchers go down late. So all these records that you build up the whole season, kind of throw them out the window. Who's healthy late in the season?
Right, yeah.
And it just happens to be, I think, the Phillies' rotation is healthy. I think the everybody that you're seeing in the playoffs right now, with the exception of Scherzer, has stayed healthy. So you're seeing healthy rotations. You're seeing healthier bullpens. The teams that made it, again, not just the teams that got the week off. It was the teams that are healthy going in, I think, are getting it done. So, again, Philadelphia's going to be tough to stop. And Texas, I tell you what, being up 2-0 is a big deal, especially when you're going back home, right?
Texas is at home
at
this point. So, I mean, if they get the win tonight and you go up 3-0, lights out.
It's tough.
Right? Same thing with Arizona.
They're going to Arizona
Philly
to play, so Arizona's going to have to pull something up their sleeve.
Right.
But I tell you what, right now this Philly team is a juggernaut. So I look to see them probably make it that at least five. I think it'll be over within five. And the Texas series, I think, will take at least six games to finish that one out. But anyway, we'll see where it goes from here. And again, stay tuned. Friday night, be on the air around 7 o'clock, Powell County versus Belfry. Saturday afternoon will be on the air, Powell County versus Leisure Central in volleyball action for the regional tournament. And then Saturday morning, it'll be the Estill County Sports Network. And then definitely on Facebook and maybe just NFHS, depending on what the broadcast allows us to do.
Yeah.
With the Estill County Sports Network side against Wolf County, that game is at 11 o'clock. So stay tuned to the Powell County Sports page and see what's going on with the sports activities. And the Estill County Sports page here on WSKV.
You're exactly right.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week here on BCSN Live.
Go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.